G'day all, welcome to the Social Fishing Googong Dam Report for June 2023. Well, we're basically halfway through the year and the winter chill has set in finally. We had a golden run in autumn, which was well above the average in terms of those big cod, the activity, even the golden perch as well, and the redfin have been going pretty bonkers as per normal this time of year, but well above average. But now it's really set in. So towards the back end of last month, it really did slow down. However, some really big fish were caught earlier on in the month, an absolute monster as well. So just the normal particulars, we're looking at the dam level at 100% and steady. Clarity is looking anywhere from your 0.8 of a meter range up to just over that meter, depending on where you are in the dam. Weed growth has gone down a little bit. Traditionally, the weed will die off in that winter chill, and it's doing so at the moment. So finding those patches of weed could be crucial in those captures or some form of the captures. So if you do find a little bit, really give that a hard hit and work around through it, whatever you need to do to try and hopefully get that last bit of the weed action. It's all about the weed sometimes, and if you can find it, you've got a decent shot at getting some action and activity happening. Okay, so there has been a significant drop in the big cod captures, as I said. This is traditionally what happens when it comes to the winter time. The fish will be pushing up on the banks now. I have been talking about it for some time, and I believe that this is the time that they're firmly getting on the bank, and that is one of the reasons why the fishing has gone a little bit quiet. The fish are in that transition stage, so I would give it a little bit for those fish to get in the groove, so to speak, and then you'll start to see the odd big cod getting caught, and hopefully frequently. We had a really good and bumper autumn, which was well above average in terms of the capture, so hopefully that just jumps and skips into the start of winter, because traditionally you're going to get that cold, you're going to get that drop in activity all around the board. Even for the redfin, you're going to start to get those bigger single fish captures, so the fish in the 40s and pushing the 50s. You might get small groups hanging underneath the smaller schools of redfin that you find. Those smaller fish will be a bit picky, so going a bit more natural in your presentations in terms of more of your plastics, getting down there quicker to try and bypass some of those smaller fish and getting onto those bigger ones. So throwing down your half ounce jig heads, for example, even on those smaller plastics, try and get a shorter shank, get those lures down quickly, because those bigger redfin will be hanging underneath those schools. So you can just go around, if you've got your sounders and your technology, have a look for your little smaller groups of redfin, because there will still be about, they'll just be those smaller dots on your screen. So they're generally going to be hovering mid-water, or if you're closer to the shore, closer to the bottom, so you can still fish that 2, 3, and 4 meter range for the redfin, and just focus on trying to capture those big ones, because those little ones, they you can still get a few of them, but they really decrease in size this time of year. So you can go down and throw your bigger lipless crankbaits, but like I said, just pick a lure that gets down there a bit quicker and really try and target those big ones. Colors, I would still stick with your really bright oranges, your reds, and even your blacks for that silhouette. But if we're talking about the golden perch, they're going to be completely shutting down, getting in preparations for that springtime breeding season. So the start of winter, you still might be able to get some activity, and if you're lucky, you might get 2, 3, or 4 fish. However, that will slow down, and you're going to find those bigger, fatter golden perch, which is going to be sounding good to most people's ears. Big and fat, that's what we really want when we're talking about fish out there. But they're going to be lining the banks a little bit more. So if you do get onto some fish, and hopefully a bit of consistency before it really starts to get single digits cold, because that water temperature at the moment is just hovering above the single digits. So anywhere from 11 to 13 at the moment, but you will find that that will drop into the single figures and possibly even down to your mid single figures, depending on what that water level does as well. It sounds like we're going to have a fairly decent winter with El Nino passing and El Nino coming through, if I heard correctly. So therefore we may see temperatures likely probably stay about that 8 degree mark, but it has got down to 5 and 4 in some areas of the dam in the past. And yeah, just we're looking for those golden perch that are going to be up on the edge. They will be moving onto the trees, however, and later on in the winter they will be starting to school up, and that's when you'll start to really utilize the soft plastic, you know, your black gulps, your natural presentations with the plastic, more mid to end of winter. But talking about now, I'd still stick with your bottom bouncing applications. So your blades are generally my go-to, and your blacks and your hot oranges as well. So you're pretty much just upsizing slightly from the redfin perch to the goldens. Or let's just face it, golden perch, especially that early springtime, you're going to get the blade activity. So you don't really need to upsize a great deal. But for the start of winter, that's what I'd be doing, is just continuing with that slightly larger presentation. As it cools down, then move into those more smaller traditional springtime applications. Bottom bouncing, lipless crankbaits, and the blades. And really just slowing it down and a lot of pauses, because quite often you'll find that fish will grab the lure on the pause or just sitting on the bottom, and keeping it on the bottom as well. We call that dead sticking it, but it does happen fairly frequently. And when you do have those days where you see the activity and the goldens are moving, but they're not hitting as much, they're more so following, that's when you'll incorporate that pause up in the water column, whether that's in 2 meters of the water column, if it's 3 meters deep, and so forth. Just really try and work that. And vertical, I find, is the best application to get those numbers happening for the golden perch. And it's pretty much going to be any warm bank, whether that's clay, rock, whatever radiates the heat, if that's into a little bay that's out of the wind, if the wind might be blowing. These are the type of things you need to start to think about if you're trying to maximize those numbers, particularly with the golden perch, but also the cod as well, because it's going to get cold. Those cod will be on the bank. The majority of them will be. They treat them like highways, so they don't live on the highway. They will simply go up and down, get the sun in the morning, come back down into a slightly deeper, more comfortable temperature. So you're not going to forego that slightly deeper application of that 5 to 7 or 8 meters, because the fish do move up and down quite often. Obviously, the colder it is, the more fog, the more cloud cover, the less sun that penetrates, is going to give you more opportunity on the banks. So casting and moving traditionally at Googong for the cod, it's one cast in a spot and move, whether that's 2 meters casting further up the bank or further out. You really want to just cast and move. That's a real big key, and it's harder said than done, or it's easier said than done, I should say. It's harder done because your fingertips are going to be frozen. So you want to also be thinking about your pre getting on the water. You want to make sure that you do have the appropriate clothing, spare clothing as well, because if you catch a fish, you're going to get cold, especially if you're someone who hasn't caught a lot of big cod before. It does get a little bit daunting. Yes, you'll get a height of adrenaline, but you'll pick up that fish and then you'll get wet and not think about it and have that fish slap around in your arms, and then you're going to have that high, but you're going to have that rapid adrenaline drop as well. So just be prepared with gloves, multiple gloves. You're going to get frozen guides as well. So those trout fishos have that that gel and that applicator to make sure that the guides don't freeze. That is a really good thing to think about for your cod fishermen during the winter as well. And I've done it in the past, and I'll probably do it again if I can get out. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to get out, but getting that prep done, because it's all about the prep, and makes it so much easier when you do encounter those fish, especially in the winter, to get your shit together. Sorry to swear, but just, you really need to think about that. Get your big net ready, get your clothing ready. If you're going to be fishing solo, try and get your tripod set up, have a practice run. You really want to just make sure that you look after these big fish. So general sense, don't keep them out of the water longer than you can hold your breath. You can get away with it a little bit more in the colder period, but it's just a good average. But sticking on the bank, just casting and working in parallel is my favorite, particularly this time of year when you're casting and moving a lot, and you're trying to work out how far up the bank the fish are sitting, because there generally is a pattern. So if you're out there, you're getting hits, you're getting follows by the cod or whatever, just take note whether that's 1 meter or even 2 to 3 meters. That small change in depth can really affect the percentages in your captures. So working the different contours of the bank, trying to work out where those fish are sitting in that water depth. And then if they're sitting a little bit deeper, I like to throw more of a soft plastic. So your larger soft plastic swim bait, basically on a jig head style, and then you'll be sinking it down to the bottom. You'll be lifting it and then a slow roll and letting it drop back down. Because if they're sitting in that slightly deeper shallow water in about 2 to 3 meters, you want to work that water column still, because these fish can be very lazy in the cold. So just really try and hone in on those small things, because they become big things, especially during the winter. And in terms of colors, I don't think it matters too much in winter. It's more so just getting that lure in front of that fish, getting it as close to that fish as you can, and really fishing those peak periods. And traditionally, when people say peak periods, that might be the almanac, that might be early mornings and evenings, that sort of stuff. But the biggest key, especially in winter, and I emphasize this a lot all the time, it's the conditions of the sun. So if you're fishing in the morning, and as soon as that sun breaks through, whether that's at 8 o'clock, whether that's at 11 o'clock through the dense fog and cloud, that is the time that generally I find that the cod will turn on quite frequently. It's that first ray of sun. So if you can couple that with what might be a minor or a major, or that that rise in pressure or drop in pressure, if you can really think about that sun factor, when that's going to come out, and try and pre-plan that. Yes, there's going to be fog in the morning. It's going to be -6 degrees. So it's going to be highly likely that you're going to have a little bit later that sun will peek through. Have a look at the wind. That wind chill factor really does affect that surface water temperature as well. So if you can find a nice calm day, and you can just put those pieces of the puzzle together and really try and formulate a plan, because you do have a lot less opportunities in winter. And we know that they're going to be big opportunities 9 times out of 10. So you really want to make sure that everything's ready. And I've talked about the clothing, I've talked about the conditions. Make sure your tackle's sharp, make sure all your trebles are sharp and all your hooks are sharp. Just really emphasize on that prep. That's the biggest key. I've had 13-day sessions where I haven't had a touch at Googong in the winter, and then bang, you're on a fish. On one of those sessions in the past, I had 3 straight days of casting, not a touch, and then I had a gear failure. I had a hook pull, and I tried crimps at the time. I steer away from crimps, so that's just my personal preference, especially for those heavier fish in those dams, and I go straight through wire and tie them myself. So really start to think about all those little things, because it does equate to hopefully more captures for you and a lot less dropped fish. So that's pretty much the game for the start of winter. Edge bite, nine times out of 10. But at the start of winter, like I said earlier, be prepared the fish might be sitting slightly deeper, 3 meters, 4 meters, 5 meters, whatever that might be. So still also think about your vertical applications or your casting out applications with your lipless crankbaits if they are on that edge and they're not sitting all the way up. Because let's just face it, if we get a nice warm day and we hit like maybe the 15 degree mark, sunny, no wind, just really radiant, those fish may only stay up on the bank for 30 minutes in that sun or an hour, and by the time you get out there and the gates open and all that sort of stuff, you might find the fish are sitting a little bit deeper. But we've had heaps of surface action as well. And if that is going to continue, don't forget about surface on the edge because that's another exciting form of fishing. Surface fishing in the winter can be just as exciting as summer too sometimes. So if they're out and they're playing the game, throw a surface lure or two, you may get a surprise. But some big captures have happened. I've left that to the end. So there have been 125 centimeter fish caught. There have been fish caught on surface as well. There's been golden perch caught on surface earlier on in the month as well. But the biggest fish caught was from Tyson, a member of the group, and he got his first Googong cod, and it was an absolute thumper. His brother has upstaged him the times been out in the past, but boy, has he overtaken him. So we're talking about 131 centimeters of Googong green for your first Googong fish, an absolute cracker effort. Well done, Tyson. Him and his brother went out for a little bit of a session in the little boat, and boy, they got big. The fish was wider than the boat. So well done, Tyson. An absolute beast. There hasn't been very many 130s caught in Googong. I can count them on one hand. Luckily, I've been able to catch one myself, but just absolutely trophy fish. That's what we're looking for. So hopefully, that's some inspiration for you guys. Get out there, get that 130. Hopefully, you get that 140. I don't care who gets the 140 or even the 150 because we know they're in there, and by goodness, they're going to be fat. So, hopefully, I see a big fish in that range or even just a big fish. Who cares? 90, 80, 100, 120. As long as they're Googong conditioned, they're Googong thick, and Googong thick does the trick.